Construction is a common sight at MSU. If you've visited campus lately, you may have noticed the strange metal structures being built in the parking lots along Hagedorn and Service Road. During the school year, thousands of cars drive in and out of MSU's campus lots. These parking lots will soon be turned into a valuable energy supply. Carports equipped with solar panel technology are undergoing installation at lots 83, 89, 91, 92, and at lot 100. Dr. Wolfgang Bauer, a professor of physics and astronomy and senior consultant for MSU's administrative services, gave us a close look at what the carports can do.
Well, the primary goal is to take sunlight and convert it into renewable electricity, carbon-free electricity. We're going at it at a very large scale. So the solar array can deliver about 18% of our peak requirement of electricity on campus.
The carport project is part of an initiative by MSU to generate greener energy. In March of 2016, the university stopped burning coal at the T.B. Simon power plant, which cut MSU's greenhouse gas emissions in half. Undertaking such an ambitious project comes at a high cost to the university, right? Well, Dr. Bauer says it's easier on the budget than you would imagine.
Overall, for the next 25 years, we will save approximately $10 million in electricity costs relative to what it would cost us to buy from fossil fuel-generated grid electricity. So it's not just good for the planet, it's also good for the pocketbook.
MSU is able to save money because the purchase agreement on the panels was done at a fixed rate. This means the university will avoid the yearly uptick in electricity prices.
By generating 1 megawatt hour renewably with our solar arrays, for each megawatt hour, that's the environmental impact equivalent to planting one tree. We're doing 15,000 of them per year. Over the life of this project, that's a lot of trees.
Construction of the carports is expected to be finished by fall. For WKAR, I'm Skylar Ashley.